Hey there, Dreamweavers. Dick Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking the secrets of a good night's sleep. Now, I know what you're thinking, why are we talking about feeling awake in the morning when this is all about nighttime calm? Well, trust me on this one, it's all connected. Ever notice how sunlight naturally hits the snooze button for your eyelids and you suddenly feel like a superhero ready to conquer the day? There's actually some serious science behind that morning magic. We're diving deep into the reasons why our bodies are wired to be more alert in the AM and how understanding this can help you optimize your evening routine for better sleep, because remember, it's all about balance. Let's break down five key things you need to know. First up, cortisol. You might recognize it as the stress hormone, and while that's true, it's also our internal alarm clock. Think of it like a superhero with superpowered energy bursts, ramping up throughout the morning, reaching peak levels around 8 a.m. This surge in cortisol is what gives you that get up and go feeling. Now, wouldn't it be awesome if we could use this knowledge to work with our bodies instead of against them? That means strategically timing certain activities during your day to leverage that natural energy flow. Next, let's talk about melatonin, the sleep hormone. It's like cortisol's opposite, it helps us wind down and drift off to dreamland. Melatonin production ramps up as evening approaches and sunlight fades away. Ever notice how your eyelids start feeling heavy after sunset? That's melatonin doing its thing. But here's the kicker. Bright light, even from our phones and computers, can suppress melatonin production. So, that late-night scroll session might be keeping you up longer than a captivating thriller. This is why creating a calming bedtime routine with dim lights is crucial for getting those sweet dreams. Thirdly, our internal body clock, known as the circadian rhythm, regulates everything from sleep to digestion, and even our mood. It's like an internal orchestra conductor, making sure all the parts of your body are playing in harmony. This rhythm is heavily influenced by light exposure, so getting enough natural sunlight during the day can help set your internal clock for a good night's rest. Fourth, remember that feeling of grogginess when you first wake up. That's because it takes time for our bodies to fully transition from sleep mode to wakefulness. Think of it like waking up a sleepy giant. Giving yourself those extra few minutes in bed can actually make a difference. Finally, let's talk about the power of habit. Our bodies are creatures of routine, and establishing consistent sleep-wake cycles helps regulate our circadian rhythm. This means going to bed and waking up around the same time each day, even on weekends. It might sound boring, but trust me, your body will thank you for it. Okay, imagine this. You're hitting the snooze button one too many times, struggling to get out of bed. Your head feels fuzzy, you're craving the second cup of coffee, and you just know you're not fully functioning until at least mid-morning. Sound familiar? This happens because we've disrupted our natural sleep-wake cycle by staying up late watching Netflix, scrolling through social media, or maybe even working into the wee hours. But here's the good news. By understanding how our bodies naturally feel more awake in the morning, we can make small changes to optimize our evening routines for better sleep and kickstart those days with more energy and focus. So, remember, folks, it's all about creating a bedtime ritual that helps you wind down, signal to your body that it's time to rest, and allow the sleep hormones to do their magic. Let me recap, we talked about the power of cortisol and melatonin, our internal clock, and how establishing healthy habits can make a world of difference. The key takeaway here is this. Understanding your body's natural rhythms can be incredibly empowering. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your morning rituals with me on social media, what helps you feel energized and ready to take on the day. And remember, if you're struggling with sleep, don't hesitate to reach out for professional help. That's all for tonight, folks. Sweet dreams, and until next time, keep those minds calm and bodies rested.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.